all religions lead to God? For the answering that question, we have to know what we mean by the word religion. So that itself is a very vague category. But I understand your question basically. See, there is material consciousness, there is spiritual consciousness. There is love of worldly things, there is love of God. And there is a process from rising from love of worldly things to love of God, from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. And that is the result, which is what is aimed for. Now, there are many ways by which people can rise from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. So, broadly with respect to religions in the world, there are three schools of thought. There is exclusivism. There is pluralism. Exclusivism means some religions say that we are the only way to God. And if you're not following us, you're going to go to hell. And there are some fanatical versions of those religions which say, not only are you going to go to hell, we will help you get there faster. So, if you consider religion basically a process of transformation, a process of spiritual education, a process of spiritual transformation. It's like, say, any educational system. If a particular university says that, only if you are in this university, you will get a degree. Otherwise, your degree is bogus. You are not an engineer, you are not a doctor, you are not a lawyer. Well, naturally the question will come, well, who gave you monopoly? Isn't it? So, exclusivist religious claims, they are very narrow-minded. So now, but there is often another extreme to that. From exclusivism, we might go to pluralism. But a particular form of pluralism. Pluralism, they say, all paths are right. Now, whatever you follow, it is fine. Well, this is like saying, one is only my college, only my university is the bona fide university. The other is saying, every building is a university. Now, whichever building you go to, you will get an engineering degree. Now, whatever you do, you are religious. Whatever you do, that is your path to God. Well, it doesn't work like that. So, pluralism, so religion, so exclusivism is fanatical. Pluralism is sentimental. So if you consider pendulum, these two are extremes. Exclusivism is like one extreme pendulum, pluralism is the other extreme pendulum. The balanced state is what we call as inclusivism. Inclusivism means not that there are, the point is not that there are many religions. The point is that there are levels of consciousness. And there are from the material level of consciousness, we have to rise to spiritual level. There are objective criteria. So, whichever path helps one to rise from material level of consciousness to spiritual level of consciousness, that path helps a person to grow. And there are many paths. So, we can't say that all religions lead to God. We can say that there are many ways in which people can go to God. But the test is, are they going towards God? You cannot say that whatever path I am following, by that path I will go. We have to say that there is objective criteria. How do you know somebody is becoming an engineer? See whether are they getting engineering knowledge? Are they getting engineering expertise? Similarly, if somebody is saying this is my religion, I am following this, fine. But what is the result? Is one actually developing a devotion towards God? And how do we know if somebody is actually growing in God consciousness? There are again universal criteria is there. The Bhagavatam is an ancient text which describes bhakti pareshanubhava virakti ranyatra. That bhakti is devotion to God. What it leads to? Para ishanubhava. It leads to the experience of God. And when we experience God, that experience is so fulfilling that virakti ranyatra. One doesn't crave for other experiences. So, the test of a person who is devoted to God, who is actually ascended in spiritual consciousness, is that they are not craving for material things. They are satisfied in their love for God and they are satisfied in sharing that love for God for others. So that way, there are objective criteria by which you can know whether one, by following a particular path, is going to go towards God. So it's not narrow-minded fanaticism, nor is it empty-minded sentimentalism. It is actually, it is a rational evaluation of the process by which one can raise one's consciousness. Does that answer your question? Thank you.